All right, Rabbi, so good morning, good morning. Let us begin. Let's spend a few moments in Meretz Hashem with Rabbi Tzadok. Great schos, Baruch Hashem, to be able to learn some of the Torah of the Tzadok. So we are actually picking up, we're skipping a little bit, to Os Kuf Pei Hei. I sent out the PDF in yesterday's chat. So Rabbi Tzadok says as follows. He says, Shalosh Madregas Yesh Bahasagas HaTorah. So if you see it, it says it's on the page that's labeled Yud Zayin. Yud Zayin 17, and again the Be'urei Chasidos, it is the bottom right hand column. Shalosh Madregos Yesh Basagas HaTorah L'tam Tchachem. There are three different levels in which one could go ahead and acquire Torah as a Tam Tchachem. What are the three levels? The Elohim Rav Shalomid Bimenu. So there's the Rebbe that you learn from. Chaver Shalomet Imo, the friend that you learn with, the Talmud Lelamdo, and a student who you teach. So we'll say it's a really beautiful idea if you contemplate this in just a moment. So three different levels in the way that we learn. There's a Rebbe who I learn from, there's a Chaver, a friend who I learn with, and there's a Talmud, a student who I teach Torah to. Three different levels in learning. Kimo Sha'amru Chazal B'tainis. And that Chazal says this Gemara Maseches Tainis. Dam Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says as follows: Harbe lamarati merabosai. I learned much from my teachers. Omechaverai. I learned more from my friends. And ultimately, again, yose merabosai. Omitamida yose mekulon. And from my students, I learned the most. So a very beautiful idea. So first of all, there's two elements over here. So first of all, Rav Tzadok isolating from this Gemara that there are really three different levels of Talmud Torah. So a Rebbe who I learn from, a friend, a Chaver who I learn with, and a Talmud, a student who I teach Torah to. And ultimately, again, quoting from Rabbi Chanina, I learned much from my teachers. I learned more even from my friends, and I learned the most from my students. Now, how to understand that and what exactly that means, in Meretz Hashem, what we're going to see. He says, and what the way Rav Tzadok is understanding is, these three relationships really represent three different stages in not only our Torah acquisition, but our Torah maturation. Zvehin Atzman, this is very beautiful. Shalosh Madregos Haniskaros Le'el Oskuf Pegimo. The truth is, this is very much reminiscent to also what we learned just a few osos back in Okuf Pei Gimel about Fanga de Vehein, Bale Mikra, Tehainu Shalomin Mipnei Rav Torah Shevichsav. Now it's interesting. Rav Tzadok says there is something fascinating. Rav Tzadok says this also represents three different levels, ultimately, again, in also the information that we acquire. Often, he said, Rav Tzadok says like this, from a Rebbe, I acquire Mikra, Torah Shevichsav. Right, which literally means like Chamishe Chumshe Torah, Chumish. Then Beis, Balei Mishnah, Hainu Sha'amel Umisiagim Chaviro Begirsas HaMishnayis. And then with my friends, I learn Mishnah. Again, I'll explain this in just a moment. My friends learn Mishnah, Torah Shabbat. And then ultimately, again, when I teach, I'm giving over Talmud, I'm giving over Gemara. Now, of course, what that means, or something was coming on a deeper level, is what's the goal of having a Rebbe? Right, no one could learn everything from their Rebbe. Right, that's just the way that it is. And it doesn't matter how many Rebbeim a person has. But the goal of having a Rebbe is I get the fundamentals I need in life. Right, whatever the fundamentals are, those are the things that I'm going to acquire for myself. Then I have a friend. That friend's like a chavrusa. What do you do with a chavrusa? You take kind of what you got from your Rebbe and you discuss it and you dissect it. That's Mishnah, right? Mishnah is taking Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah, and then kind of engaging in it, extrapolating from it to derive halacha. And then once I have the fundamentals from my Rebbe and I have a good chaper, I have a good friend, the good chavrusa with whom I've plumbed the depths of that knowledge, then I have the ability to convey it to someone else. That's Talmud. That's Gemara, right? Gemara ultimately, again, is taking the fundamentals of Torah Shebichsav together with my back and forth with my friend of Torah Shebaal Peh Mishnah, and then ultimately, again, conveying it to another. So these two ideas of Rav Tzadok are really coming together. So in Kuf Pei Gimel, Rav Tzadok taught us, again, the three different levels of Torah. And now, again, here in Kuf Pei Hei, Rav Tzadok is saying the first fundamental part of Torah, that's called Rebbe, right? That's called Rav. I say to the Charav, I have to have a Rebbe, I need the fundamentals. I take the fundamentals, ultimately, again, I need a Chaver. Everyone needs a Chavrusa. Everyone needs a chavrusa. Everyone needs erosa. This is so incredibly important. That's why, again, as beautiful as it is to learn in a shir, and as beautiful as it is to learn on your own, you always, there's a path. Anyone who has a chavrusa knows there's a different kind of learning you have when you sit down with someone. Sometimes it takes a lot longer because you're not necessarily being directed in the information, but there's a power to like toiling over something together with a chavrusa. There's new vistas of understanding that are reached when you work together with someone. But the third part is also important, which is it's not enough to learn and it's not enough to acquire. It's not enough to work for someone. A Yid, a Jew, always has to be a giver. And that's why a person always has to have a Talmud. Who are you sharing your Torah with? Who are you giving it to? If you're not giving it to someone, if you're not sharing it with someone, you know, the mashal, the example that Chazal always give is like the nursing mother, right? At a certain point in time, if the nursing mother doesn't get to express her milk, it becomes painful. So if a person is acquiring Torah day after day, which Baruch Hashem, all of us have the schus to do so, and I'm not expressing it, I'm not giving it, I'm not sharing it, by definition, there's something missing. So these are the three relationships, says Rabbi Tzadok. He goes and he says, Ushtei Madregos, supposed to be on page Yud Zayin, left-hand column. Ushtei HaMadregos HaRishonos, Hem Biyado. Rabbi said, this is really profound. We'll at least start this today. The first two Madregos, what Rabbi Tzadok calls Rav and Chaver. Right, Rav, acquire Torah from a Rebbe. I need to have a Rebbe who I acquire Torah from. And Chaver, I need a Chavrusa, someone who I learn with. Those, it's very interesting, those two relationships are in my control. I control those, meaning what? He says, Kimo she'amru chazal b'parak rishon de meseches avos, aseh lecha Rav, u'kinei lecha Chaver. Because once again, this is Pirkei Avos. What does Pirkei Avos say? Aseh lecha Rav, which literally means what? Aseh lecha Rav. Make for yourself a teacher, which means you control it. You control it. You decide who your Rebbe is going to be. I'm looking for someone more inspirational. I'm looking for something like this. And we'll say, you know, as the famous Maimar Chazal says, you know, if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with, right? So the Maisa, sometimes, I'm sorry? Right. So as I say, at the end of the day, a person has to have a Rebbe, right? Again, is there a better Rebbe? There's always a better Rebbe, right? There's always someone better. But there's this idea of grounding yourself with someone who you believe can give you the fundamentals. You control that. And that's why, again, everybody, there are people who go through life and like, they never anchor themselves to that person. And it's problematic for two reasons. Number one, because we all need to have a source from whom we get our fundamentals. And also, as I will say, like, everybody needs an anchor, especially in times of difficulty, times of distress. Everyone needs an anchor. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be the best. It just has to be someone. So I control that. Who I choose as my Rebbe, I control that. Next, ask ukenei lecha chaver, acquire for yourself a friend. So by definition, Chazal are saying, you control that also. Those are two things you control. Now, by the way, it's important to understand, if you notice, by the way, the different Lashonos, right? It doesn't say, Kenei Lecha Rav or Kenei Lecha Chaver. It says, Aseh Lecha Rav, make for yourself a Rabbi, and Kenei Lecha Chaver. Almost like, Aseh Lecha Rav is almost like a declarative statement, like, this is my Rabbi. Right? This is my Rabbi. This is the person who, like, what's the expression? This is the wagon I'm hitching my horse to, the horse I'm hitching my wagon to. All right, whatever. This is the person I'm attaching myself to, right? This, just make that. Now, a friend is a bit more difficult, right? Because remember, if you look at the Lashon, Kenei Lecha Chaver. Kenei literally means what? Kenei? Acquire. In order to acquire something, what do you need? You need investment. See, here's what's interesting. In the relationship with the Rebbe, there need not be reciprocity. Right? That is the job of a Rebbe. The job of a Rebbe is to give without any expectation of receiving. That's the obligation of a leader, right? A leader has no expectation of receiving in return, right? A leader gives because the leader wants to give. So that's why I say lecha Rav. All the Talmud needs to do is say, this is my Rebbe. And that's all. His goal is to acquire from the Rebbe. There's really no obligation for him to give anything to the Rebbe. Friendship is different. If you want to have a friend, you must be willing to invest. That's why kenei lecha chaver, acquire for yourself a friend. You want a friendship. Okay, what are you willing to put in? And we all know this, right? We often use the word friend, like we use it. We often use the word friend instead of acquaintance, right? Oh, he's my friend. He's not your friend. He's someone who you know. A friendship is something you invest in. A friendship is something you sacrifice for. A friendship is something you go out of your way for. An acquaintance is someone you say shalom aleichem to. Very nice. You seem like a nice guy. I'm like a nice guy. But there's absolutely zero investment. So Reb Tzadik says, we'll have to stop over here for today. But Reb Tzadik says, these first two levels of ultimately, again, Rav, making for myself a Rebbe, Chaver, acquiring for myself a friend, I control those two relationships. He says, Kolomar, Bidvarim Aelu Alecha Lehishtadel. These are two relationships that I could put in my Hishtadlus. Vishtadluso Shala Adam Yichola Lahoila Lasigam. And if you put in the effort, you will achieve it. That was well said, by the way. There are very few things in life that actually you could say that about, which is so it's always dramatic when you see those words. Because often the way life works is you could put in a lot of effort to something, lab dat, but you have any guarantee you're going to achieve. Reb Tzadik says, these are two things, if you put in the effort, you will absolutely unequivocally achieve. If you want a Rebbe, you'll find for yourself a Rebbe. You want a friend and you're willing to invest, you'll find for yourself a friend. Those two things, ultimately, again, you could achieve. Now, so we'll stop over here for today, but I'll just give you the teaser. What's the thing you don't know in life? Will you find a Talmud? Will you find a disciple? Will you find a student? Will you have the ability to convey what you have acquired to someone else? Reb Tzadik says, that's not always a guarantee. What that means, and ultimately, again, how we achieve this, Emir Tz Hashem, tomorrow, Shkaich, everyone.